Blog Talk Radio.
What's the deal? It's the Streets of Talk and Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop, giving you sports from a street perspective. What's the deal, world? As usual, I got my co-host, Juel G, and T-Row. What the deal, T-Row? How you doing on this bad Monday?
Oh, man.
Incognito, what's up with that guy, man? Can you elaborate a little bit more? Our snitches and our informants have gotten back to the asylum and gave us some more in-depth of this story with Mr. Incognito bullying so-called teammates with the Miami Dolphins and the boy, what was his name, Roquan Martin? Jawan Martin, Jonathan Martin, So, man, we might as well have an MMA fight, Jonathan Martin versus Richie Incognito. But, Ro, can you elaborate on this story a little bit more and let the world and the fans know what's going on before we give our comments about it?
Man, damn. Here's what you need to know, Streets. Here's what you need to know. First things first, the reason why this incident is even being talked about is because this guy, Mr. Richie Incognito, had planned a trip for the Miami Dolphins to go down to Vegas, and the charge was going to be $15,000, L Boogie, $15,000 for each individual to go down and kick it in Vegas, you know, do what you want, whatever. Well, Jonathan Martin decided that he wasn't going to go on the trip and decided to stay home and not put in for it, right? So your boy, Mr. Richie Incognito, you know, he's somewhat of a smart bully from what I've heard. This guy went to the University of Stanford, and this is not the first time that he done pulled this on with a player or with another individual. You know what I mean? So this is all over $15,000 trip to Las Vegas that Jonathan Martin didn't want to participate in with the Miami Dolphins. He probably has some other plans, you know, for the summer with his family. You know what I mean? But let me tell you this. This is what I heard. Hell, Boogie, this is what I'm going to tell you. I heard this because I woke up early and watched First Take this morning with Stephen A. and Skip Bayless. And Stephen A. said this. He said that if you thought Riley Cooper and the racial slurs that he said, if you thought that was out of bounds, he said, wait till this information comes out, and that's going to make the Riley Cooper situation minute. So when I heard that, I'm like, okay, all right. Because on Friday, the sports official host, Mr. T. Nick, let us know that there was 19 text messages sent back and forth in between these two. But we don't know what was said, L Boogie. We don't know what was said. It's about to come out. Now, we had Slap when I called us from the asylum. He said, man, you know, Jonathan Martin might be a little on that side. But we going to find out. I don't know if it has to do with that. But Stephen A. said, we haven't seen nothing yet. You know, I take Stephen A. for his word. He don't be lying. He tell you 110 of everything that need to be out there in the streets. You know what I mean? So I'm going to believe Stephen A. I'm hoping that the information that has been put out there about the racial slurs from this Richie Incognito aren't as bad. But, man, L Boogie, if it's worse than Riley Cooper, what we going to do? If it's worse than Riley Cooper, get your 4-5 ready. I got my chamber. We going to get him. If it's worse than Riley Cooper, we going to get him, Ro. Because I don't know if anything can be worse than saying that N-word and meaning it in a bad derogatory way. I don't know. But my opinion on the situation is something fishy. And if you know what they always say, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, then that is a duck. I think we have some things going on here, and it might not be pretty. And we know that it's real masculine in that locker room. And for someone just to have bad vibes with someone and want a release, and then the organization suspends the player indefinitely, is something missing with the story. It's something not connecting, Ro. Something not connecting. So on that point, we're going to leave it to the streets. Fly us a kite. Give us your opinion. What do you think? And we'll go from there. But, Ro, what about this NFL? Prayer goes out to Gary Kubiak, who collapsed yesterday at halftime for the Houston Texans, the coach
They said it has nothing to do with a heart attack. They said it was dealing with dehydration, maybe. Also, shout out to my man John Fox on the bye week. He on the golf course. He talking about four when he should be yelling 911. His heart, something happened, one of those valves. They say it's not a heart attack, but one of the valves is not working. It's very low, so they got to replace it. It's like a battery. They got to recharge it. They got to replace it. He's going to miss a couple weeks. While playing golf on his off week, his heart's still pumping stress. Wow. Wow. I don't know. It's very tough. Bro, let me ask you this. Getting back to the NFL. Surprising games of the week to you. I know the first one, if D-Mac is out there listening, what happened to your Saints? I didn't say if they were going to win. I said, by how many? I should have called that upset, huh, Ro? We said it. The Saints are 6-2, and the Jets are 5-4. They win one, lose one. Win one, lose one. So I guess the Jets will lose one this week against the bye. But, Ro, what was your intriguing games of the week over the weekend?
You know, on Friday, I told you that, you know, my game, my upset of the week was Houston over Indianapolis. And, you know, when we got to halftime, it looked like, you know, my prediction was going to come true. But we had the incident where the head man, where your leader of men, has gone down and, you know, you're in the locker room and some people don't know. Some players didn't even know about Gary Kubiak passing out at halftime. Because, you know, when you go into your locker room at halftime, you go to see your coordinator. The head coach goes to his office, does what he do, come out a little bit later and talks to the team as a whole. But, you know, they didn't get a chance to see Coach Kubiak, you know, when they normally see him at halftime. So once all the team members had found out that, you know, that their coach, the leader of them, had went down, it kind of changed the story of the game for Indianapolis, because Indianapolis, not knowing what had gone on either with the players, but, you know, when they came out, they had intentions of winning on their mind. But just to see Andrew Luck, T.Y. Hilton, and the Indianapolis coach do what they did yesterday against the Houston Texans. Yes, the Houston Texans are down. They got Case Keenan, the second-string quarterback, playing right now, but he was doing great. But I must say that I was very impressed to see Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis coach come back to win that game. You know what I mean? I didn't see that coming, but I should have expected it once Gary Kubiak was gone, taken to the hospital, because, you know, Wade Phillips, that's why we got rid of you in Dallas. You know what I mean? You can't step on people's neck when you got them down. You were supposed to stomp them out, and you didn't do that. And then my second game, of course, was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beating up on Seattle in Seattle for three whole quarters. You hear me? There's a guy in this league named Mike James that led the league in rushing for Tampa Bay for week number 9 for those that. The young player had 160 yards rushing yesterday on what we call the doomsday or the Legion of Boom in Seattle. You know what I'm saying? And the young fella, and the whole thing about it, L Boogie, is what I'm tripping on, is that the Seattle Seahawks let these boys, Tampa Bay, who is winless, rush for 205 yards. So I don't know if they didn't prepare for Tampa, because they was getting their ass kicked just to win in overtime. Thank you, Russell Wilson. Appreciate that. But I just must say, Seattle, you better quit bullshitting and get your act together, Because you're going to do that against 49ers, you're going to do that against Arizona, and then it's going to start looking crazy in the NFC West. I'm just trying to tell you because San Fran is still hot. They took a couple of lumps in the beginning, but I think that's over with. So believe me, Seattle, don't do that again. I know you great at home. I know you great at home. It's the home of the 12th man. You got the loudest crowd in the world. But if you pull that off and think you're going to keep winning either, man, look, you can't keep winning them close games like that, man. It's going to be over. Because San Fran come in, Arizona, even the Cardinals, they got a great defense. They just need Carson Palmer to step up every now and again. So you better get your mind right. Get your mind right, Seattle. Don't let that happen again. You feel me? But those are my two. What's up with yours?
I'm rolling with fly like an eagle to the sea. My man Nick Foles. After you thought they were dead, he come up with 7 TDs. He ties Peyton Manning for the most in this year's season. 7. That's a good number. 7 touchdowns, bro. Are you kidding me? And he didn't even play a fourth. He could have went for 9. I don't understand what's up with the Raiders. I thought they were going to, you know, propel and maybe break 500. I was going to talk about their conference, how tough their conference was, the AFC West, how, you know, we thought they were dead and how they rejuvenated the conference. Nah. The Chargers. How did you let that one slip away, Phillip Rivers? You floating on the river right now. You floating on the river right now, Phillip. You're not looking too hot. They need to go ahead and draft a quarterback just in case. Your day's a number, Bleed. You better get it together. I'm going to give a shout-out. I got to give a shout-out to the J-E-T-S, Jets, to their defensive line for how they manhandled New Orleans and had Drew drooling. They had Drew drooling. Every time he got hit, it was drool coming out his mouth. He didn't know what was happening. And the Seahawks, LOB, yeah, you look good on the pass defense, but your running defense is suspect right now. St. Louis ran over you. Tampa Bay ran over you. Them teams just don't know how to win. Stop cutting it on and off, Seattle. Stop relying on your 1-2, meaning your 12th man could be curtains. Could be curtains. The Streets is Talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Man, it's your boy, L Boogie, along with T-Row, Jewels, the G.
Hold on, L Boogie, because I know the callers out there in the side of a trip because we ain't saying nothing about them damn boys. Okay. Damn it, I'm going to give it to you. Cowboys, yeah, we got lucky. But it's a win, damn it. That's all that matters. Yes, it took us to the last 35 seconds to get the lead. It don't matter. We won. Stars on your helmet. I didn't really like that neither this morning on first base. He was upset. That's the way it goes down. That's the way it goes down.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my hometown, the Cleveland Browns. They beat them. They beat the most hated franchise in the city. They hate them almost worse than they hate the Pittsburgh Steelers. So shout out to the Browns for beating their nemesis, the Baltimore Ravens, yesterday in a blowout. And I know D-Mac, I know after the tailgate and y'all won, woohoo, how many people went to the county jail? Woo-wee. If you didn't know, time change. We air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Mondays and Fridays, the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the showdowns in the NCAA, and we're going to get some callers in. D-Mac, I see you, baby. Mr. Controversy, I see you. Let's go, bro.
The world keeps turning. Oh, what a day, what a day. Seeds and blessings manifest with every lesson learned. If your knowledge were your wealth, then it would be well earned. And we were made in His image, then call us by our name. Most intellectual not believe in God, but they fear us just.
Street perspective, Juelz the G, T-Row, and I'm your host, L Boogie. Man, get at me on Instagram or on Twitter at LBoogie15 just to let me know what you're thinking from a street perspective. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. Once again, we got a time change because of, you know, yesterday they pushed the time back in the streets. So we on 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Mondays through Monday and Fridays now. Bro, we got a lot of college games this week on the marquee coming up, more than any other weekend. You got Oregon going to Stanford, 3-5. You got number 10 Oklahoma with the new rankings coming out. They're playing at Baylor. And then you also have Team LSU going to Tuscaloosa to face number one, Roll Tide. So we'll talk about 13 versus 1, but let's talk about these two games that are both playing on Thursday. And before the season started, we said Thursday is a big night in college football. Your take, Oregon going to East Palo Alto, going to Stanford. What do you think about this game?
It's like we already said, Boogie. We already knew how the Pac-12. Excuse me. We already know how the Pac-12 gonna shape up and ship out. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be, you know, Stanford already took the lump in the road, knocking themselves down with one loss. But now they're gonna play spoiler and knock Oregon and give Oregon a one loss, unless Oregon plays one of those games that we've never seen before. You know what I mean? But Stanford has Oregon's number. Stanford has Oregon's number. Oregon is 0-3 in the last attempts that they have tried to beat Stanford. How Stanford wins and comes away with the victory is beyond me. But it happens. And it's coming down this Thursday. And I talked to the sports official on yesterday, El Boogie. I had to get my ass up. You know what I'm saying? I talked to the sports officials and I said this to my homeboy, Millie Neal, who's a big OU fan. Told nil this. I need the teams that were green to lose. I'm sorry. I need the teams in green to lose. Yes, Baylor, I need you to lose. I love you, Baylor, because you all up in Waco, Texas, doing your thing. You know, I'm loving it. But here's the deal. Bryce Petty, who are you? I don't know who you are. And you're number five on the Heisman Trophy list as far as being in the running. What happened to A.J. McCarron? I can't believe that you're on the list and A.J. McCarron is not. No disrespect to you, Mr. Bryce Petty. Great job of keeping your team undefeated up until this point. But I need all teams in green to lose, L. Boogie. So Oklahoma, Stanford, you guys wear red and white. I need you guys to pull it off. Okay, what you need to do, but I just need that to happen so that
Florida State
can remain where they are. Alabama can remain where they are. And then I can have Florida State upset Alabama in the national championship game. And then the University of Texas can get Nick Saban. So that's where I'm going with it. That's where I'm going with it. So teams in green, good luck, but I hope you lose. No disrespect to you. I like both Oregon and Baylor. But I need the teams in red and the team in white to come out on top. So that's my take on Thursday's game. You know what I mean? So let me ask you, but what's your take? I know it's going to be hype. I told you at the beginning of the season, Thursday night specials are upset specials. I told you.
You know, Ro, sometimes we agree to disagree. And I think this is one of those times. I got Oregon. And listen to this. You know, I'm a Seminole fan. Oh, yeah. I'm doing it, Tomahawk Chop, baby. But I think that Oregon is going to knock off Stanford. I really do. I think it's their time this time to beat Stanford. I have all road teams winning.
But I do
have Oklahoma beating Baylor. Baylor has to show me that they're good. Yes, they're at home. They will have the crowd with them. But I have to see if they're really good. I need to see if they're good. Stanford, what are you going to do? Now, your season is in shambles after the one loss. Are you going to hold serve and knock off Oregon at home? I don't think so. I think Oregon and Oklahoma is going to go in and going to do my famous what teams do when they go on the road and win, and what does the crowd face? Look at their faces. You know, when you're on the road and you beat the whole team and you look up in the stands and you see the crowd, remember we did that. Look at their faces. Now, with that being said, if Oregon wins, does that leave my Seminoles out of the national championship game if everybody stays undefeated, Ro? What do you think about that?
Nope, I still think Florida State has the edge because Florida State's record is way more tougher than the University of Oregon. And, you know, the Pac-12, I'm not going to call them soft, but they don't have the hardcore teams, USC, Cal, you know what I'm saying, teams like that stepping up to the plate anymore. And there are more ACC teams. Well, I'm not going to say more. I'm going to say about even. There are about even between the same amount of teams ranked from the ACC that it is in the Pac-12. So, but I think Florida State's schedule is just a little bit tougher than Oregon's, whether Oregon beat Stanford and move on, you know, because the BCS and the numbers, L Boogie, you know, we can't call it right now. We can't even do a damn eye test. They don't even like the eye test. They want the numbers to decide. So to hell with our eyes and what we do. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know why we have a damn show because we can't talk to the people to give it an eye test. They're going to put it in the numbers. They're going to put it in the system and let the system decide anyway. You know what I mean? But anyway, I ain't going to keep on that. But I just think that Florida State, the way they play, and if they can continue to put up, well, you know we know they're going to continue to put up those numbers. We just got to see if there's going to be a team other than Alabama that's going to step up and give these boys a challenge. Because even though Jameis Winston had a bad game, I'm not going to even say a bad game. Just he threw two interceptions in the first half. That was something uncharacteristic of himself. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm going to say. But they were still able to win. And what he said in the post-game conference? Man, that just shows me how great of a team I had. He ain't know he had a great team. He thought he was doing it all by himself, though. But that's a cold dude. He ain't know his team was that cold. Had his back. He ain't know. You know what I'm saying? That's how cold Florida State is. And I just think that, I'm telling you, it better not be Florida State and Alabama meeting up in the championship, man. A.J. McCarron, I love you. I hope you do great. But that youngster is going to be coming in, and he's going to have a chip on his shoulder, and he ain't trying to hear it. He coming in to do what he say. Put a smile on his face. Do it big. Because we're from Florida State. Hey. And my dude, T-Nick, from the Sports Officials. Big up, T-Nick. I appreciate you. I heard you yesterday. Said there was a sign in the crowd. Said, thank you, Mac Brown. You big clown. And had number five on there because you know what it is. Winston. Man, he's supposed to be wearing a Longhorn uniform. Instead, he wearing a Seminole uniform and ranked number two in the country. Damn you.
Thank you, Mac. We appreciate it. And listen to this. Like my man Phil Jackson would say, enjoy the moment. I'm enjoying these moments because I know after next year it's over. He's a redshirt freshman. After next year he can be eligible for the NFL. So I know what it is. Thank you, Winston. Thank you, Mr. Winston, for giving my team back relevant. I appreciate it. Woo-wee! I appreciate it. So we got Oklahoma. Ro, I need Oklahoma to win. And before we go to Alabama LSU, let me tell you this. I got the Mad Hatter going to Tuscaloosa, knocking off Roll Tide. I got Alabama going up in Roll Tide and knocking off the great Nick Saban. I'm sorry. I have LSU rolling up. The Mad Hatter coming up in Alabama, knocking off number one. Yes, I do. That's my upset of the week.
See, we were supposed to wait till Friday to talk about that one. But you jumping the gun, because I already see you. I see you. But wait a minute. Wait a minute, D-Mac. What he be saying all the time? Oh, what he be saying all the time? Wait a minute. Gonna have to back that up. Bring them brakes to a halt. Look at her, man. Don't get me wrong. I know that LSU is tight. I know LSU are the Tigers. I know LSU come from the Bayou. I know that. But, man, let me tell you this. I told you after Texas A&M played Alabama, there will be no other team to score more than 17 points against Alabama. And LSU is included in that mix as well. Get your mind right, man. A.J. McCarron and the Roll Tide will be doing something big when that game comes about on Saturday. Because let me tell you this, L Boogie. These guys from Alabama are very, very serious about trying to three-peat. And it's nothing that's going to stand in their way of making it to the national championship game other than Johnny Money, which they stamped on that. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't worried about LSU, because let me tell you something. They had a bye week. Hey, Bama had a bye week. And if you don't think Nick Saban would run it down, if you don't think Nick Saban was getting them boys ready for this one, man, look at her, look at her. Bama going to do something bad to LSU. And I'm telling you this, I said it before, there will be no other team to score more than 17 points to get Alabama. Alabama has had two shutouts in back-to-back weeks leading up to this. Get ready. LSU, I hope you're ready. Mettenberger, I hope you're ready. This ain't like going to Georgia. You going to Tuscaloosa. I'm going to have to roll with my dude Stephen A. when he say, Roll Tide. Because it's going to be madness. And that's a Saturday night game. Man, you tripping.
I got the Mad Hatter. He going to pick up some grass and eat it like how he usually do. And he's going to make my phrase so famous in Tuscaloosa. Look at their faces! Already know. It's going down. But I got Oregon going to Stanford, knocking somebody off, and I got Oklahoma. Bob needs this one. Mr. Stoops, he needs this one. He needs this one to put himself back on the map as far as being validated as one of the top coaches out there in the world, in the country, against Baylor, to show him that Oklahoma is traditionally Oklahoma. He needs this one. Nearly nil. He needs this one, baby. So we're going to go to a quick commercial. When we come back, we're going to get into the asylum. I see you, D-Mac. We're going to get you in. Pook, I see you, baby. Yo, we got Slick Rick from Cali. I see him on the line. We're going to put him in, no doubt. So we're going to go to a quick commercial. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Mondays and Fridays, time change, 8 p.m. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell a lot of girlfriends. Oh, we got some Sea Breezy news, too.
Swagger on 100,000 trillion. Hey yo, I know I got it first. I'm Christopher Columbus. Y'all just a pilgrim. Thanksgiving. limit. Do we even got a question? Hermit, pastel, I pass the dressing. My attitude is tattooed, that mean it's permanent, so I guess we should address it, huh? My swagger is Mick Jagger. Every time I breathe on the track, I asthma attack it. Why he so mad for? Why he gotta have it? Cause I play my whole life, now I'm the master. Nah, nah, nah. How I feel to wake up and be the shit and a urine. Nah, nah, nah. Tryna get that Kobe number. One
over Jordan. Who got swagger like us? Nobody. Man, it's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show. What a twist of hip-hop. Juelz the GT Row. I'm your host, L Boogie. We've been just, you know, in the streets hollering about this, you know, Mr. Martin against Incognito, this Miami Dolphins situation that's really, really some underscored things that, you know, we're digging in deep about. Hopefully you've been listening. We want to get your opinion about it. NFL Week 9. Recap. What intrigued you about Week 9? Big up to Geno getting that win at home against Drew Brees. It's always good to go on your resume, your rookie year beating Drew Brees and Tom Brady. That's impressive. I must say, that's very impressive. And I said Geno was MBG, nothing but garbage. Because, listen to this, when you win, it's the quarterback. When you lose, it's the quarterback. Even though it was some good things done by that defense, we got to give shout-out to the quarterback. The Browns, woo! You beat the Ravens. I know your week is going to be great. But, man, let's get to our all-time listener, always calling in. Man, from Cleveland, Ohio, 116th. D-Mac, how you feeling out there, man? What's going on?
What's up, baby, man? Trying to stay warm, man. It's a little cold out, baby. How you fellas doing tonight?
Oh, man, we doing pretty good, pretty good. So, let's just, you know, get your synopsis of the weekend, man. What you got? What's on your mind? Talk to us.
Hey, man, it was hot yesterday, man, downtown, man. Oh, my God, man. Everything was cool. Nobody ain't go to the county, though, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying, man? Everybody's on their P's and Q's, man. We was eating good, partying, staying warm with, you know, them little drinks and stuff in us, man. So, it was hot, man. Cleveland was hot last night, man.
What impressed you most about the victory besides the defense?
Once again, Campbell, man. Campbell held it down, man. Man, did you see when he got hurt for a little bit and had to come out and Whedon came in? Man, the fans started booing like, oh, no! Oh, no! Man, defense set back down. Oh, man, that guy got to go, man. Hopefully they sign another backup or something like that because, I mean, this guy here, man, it's scary seeing him come off the bench and going in the game. I was like, oh, my God, here we go. We about to lose the game, but Campbell came back, so it was cool.
So now Cleveland got to pay this dude. Am I right?
Say that again, T. I couldn't hear you. Hello?
D-Mac, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I couldn't hear T.
Oh, okay. Hold on. T-Ro has something he wants to say. Hey.
Hey,
does that mean Cleveland
going to
have to pay?
We're going to have a what?
Does that mean Cleveland going to have to pay Jason Campbell for him, you know, getting you guys some victories now?
Oh, yeah, they got to pay him. They got to pay him. You know what I'm saying? But we need another backup just in case he do get hurt. You know what I'm saying? Well, we got like 8 games left or something like that. We need another backup still. Hopefully they can go pick somebody up. You know, not saying that he got to be the second string quarterback, but we need another quarterback. We need another quarterback, and they need to go out here and get like a running back, because Willis McGahee, he didn't do nothing yesterday for us. The run game was shut down pretty much.
What about the situation with your Saints? Give me an evaluation about that game. What do you think?
Man, every dog has his good day. Every dog has his good day. You know, I had to hear from your nephew, man, him texting me, him bothering me and stuff. I'm telling him, leave me alone, man. I'm tailgating, man. Every dog has his day. Gino and them did their thing, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, my Saints still 6-2, you know what I'm saying? They still 6-2. I take my hat off. I agree with you. He knocked off two Giants, Tom Brady, Drew Brees. He got that on his resume. And, you know, right now it's looking like he's the man for the New York Jets right now. So, you know, hey, you know, hopefully they keep holding it down, make some noise.
What do you
– y'all about to be 6-3 after next week. So we about to put our foot in y'all ass. Rod, yeah, baby. You took that ass whooping yesterday from your twin brother, Rex Ryan, who was born 2 minutes before you. But don't worry about it. Them stars going to come down, see Sean Payton and get it in, you know?
Hey, they going to go back to the blueprint. That's all it is. They going to go back to the blueprint. They'll get it together.
We will see. That's going to be a primetime game. And we will see if the star hold up or will Drew Brees and Sean Payton work their magic. So it's going to be high scoring. It's going to be very entertaining. I tell you that. It's going to be high scoring.
Yes.
It's going to be high scoring.
Yes,
it's going to be one of those Peyton Manning, Tony Romo games.
It might be. We will see.
Before we let you go, two big games coming up on Thursday. What's your take on those two before we let you go, D-Mac?
Hey, Oregon, they going to pull it out, man. They going to go to Stanford, and they going to do what they do. I think they got the boys ranked number 2 right now, Florida State, which I think that's good for now. But your boy, he definitely looked like a freshman this past weekend, even though they beat the U. You know what I'm saying? I take my hat off to you. But, you know, Alabama, man, you must be in these clouds or something like that, L Boogie. You getting a little crazy, Boogie, with these predictions, man. You've been doing good, but LSU knocking off Alabama, that's not about to happen. Now, I will tell you this, though. If that do happen, that would be great for my Buckeyes, because it's looking like they're going to win out. So if a team like Alabama getting knocked off, Florida State still got a couple tough games. Oregon still got a couple tough games. So that's going to look all good if your prediction do come and Ohio State win out, because then they'll still be right up there for the, you know, to play a national championship game or whatever. So, you know, we'll see. But I think you're getting a little beyond yourself with that prediction, sir.
Talking about the LSU going up to Alabama and stunning the world and beating them, you think that's impossible?
Yes.
Like you just told me, every dog has his day.
Okay.
So
so
the Mad Hatter might have his day. I know this for sure. They're not intimidated. They're not scared. One thing LSU does have is a quarterback. He didn't play good against Ole Miss or Georgia. But I think he might put something together. Breaking news. The streets is talking. Aaron Rodgers is running to the locker room. They just hurt his shoulder. Breaking news.
Oh, that's not looking too good for your Green Bay Packers, baby.
I just said breaking news, man. What else you want me to do?
Hey, I'm up here watching my Cavs. I'm saying, oh, let me stick to this. Y'all on the board, oh, yeah. Though, 3-0.
Oh yeah. Let's speak it. We're gonna let you go, D Mac, because we wanna talk about. We got another caller that wants to chirp in. But before we let you go, the streets is talking. I'm gonna ask you this: Do you think that Mike Brown's coaching style is gonna hurt the contract talks between Deion Waiters and Kyrie Irving? And keeping them to stay?
I don't think so because, you know, as we know, defense wins games, you know, and he's all about defense. And right now they're a young team and they're still gelling, you know what I'm saying? It's early, but they still got to gel a little bit. But, no, his coaching style, I think, fits them well, you know what I'm saying? Kyrie is the leader. You know what I'm saying? Deion, you know, he got to play a little bit better on offense, but his defense definitely stepped up. But they're young, they're gelling. Bynum is getting more PT time. So, you know, hey, man, you know, we're going to see what they do, man. It's still early. They still young. They still gelling. And, you know, they doing their thing. I know that number one pick, though, Bennett, he's MVG, man. I don't even think he scored a point in a regular season yet. This dude is the number one pick, and he missed a layup the other day, Boogie. He stole the ball, went down, and they talking about this guy as Barkley. When Barkley was a rookie, he would have tore the rim down, man. This dude stole the ball, went down for a layup, and missed. My five-year-old, man, your little nephew Mikey could have made that, man. He's garbage, man. He's not showing me nothing.
You're gonna be a
bust, y'all. But on that note, man, I love y'all guys. Hey, Friday I'm chiming in, man. It's gonna be hot Friday. I know I'm laid back today, baby. But Friday I'm gonna be on fire right with you guys.
Oh man, no doubt. We ready for you. We gonna stay hot. You just putting the, you know what they call that? The flame, the lightning fluid on top of the fire. No question.
Already, baby.
All right, y'all. Man. Y'all be cool, man. I love y'all.
Oh, man, no doubt. Likewise, we love you too, D-Mac. We're about to go to a first-time caller, man. First-time caller. Man.
What's up? The streets is talking.
My man, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Calling from Phoenix, Arizona. This AKA Ricochet from the other LA, the Inland Empire, baby.
Man, so what's your first impressions of the show? I know you've been listening in. So what you think is going on? You want to talk about the Incognito versus Martin inside the locker room of Miami? You want to talk NFL? You want to talk NCAA? What's on your mind,
sir? We can talk NCAA. We can talk anything, man. I'm ready to just talk, man. But what I think of a show, I love it sitting here seeing the brothers putting together something, you know what I mean, talking about the streets is talking, you know, how we do it, how we sit in the barbershop and talk sports. That's what I like. That's what I want to talk about, man. Let's do this, man.
What do you think about the Miami situation with Mr. Martin and Mr. Richie Incognito? What's your take on that?
Okay, I'm going to give my opinion. I don't know much about it. But from what I heard from Stephen A. this morning when I woke up on First Take, it don't sound right, and it seemed like it was some cover-up. The media tried to blank it all up, you know what I mean, put it in a blanket and sweep it under the rug. And this is what we need to stop here in America, to stop sweeping situations up underneath the rug as far as racism. You know, we need to clean it up as a whole, as a country, you know what I mean? And it's bad that it spilled over the sports and let everybody forget that the youth is listening and watching.
Very much so. So do you think that we need to blame the organization? Because it seems like the same thing went on in Philadelphia with the Eagles when they tried to cover it up, but it was unmasked through media, through someone else, and exposed them. So my question to you before we jump on something else as far as the NFL topic, do you think Mr. Incognito should be suspended for the rest of the year? Mr. Martin, play for another team. What do you think about that situation?
First of all, I think about the situation. I think the commissioner needs to step in. I mean, here you're finding players for bad hips and everything. The organization needs to be touched up for even sweeping it up under the rug and not notify the NFL officials. And my man that's going to walk away, hey, don't let nobody push you away from your career. As far as the man getting disciplined, as a country, he needs to be disciplined, swift, and hard. I'm talking about suspension, not one, maybe two for some of the things he said, racial comments. Come on, this got to stop, man. It got to stop. You teammate, this is your teammate, because he chose not to participate in what you set up. He has that right. He's his own self man.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, Mr. Ricochet, man. That's a great point. Why the hell the commissioner ain't involved in this situation that you tried to sweep up under the rug? This here ain't cool. You know what I mean? A great point, man, because the commissioner is called in on everything else as far as hits and fines and all this other stuff. And as far as one or two games, hell no. Man, you gotta suspend this dude. He can't get paid from here on out. You know what I mean? You bullying, this is something that ain't never happened in the league before. That's where I'm getting at. So if this the first time, you gotta show and prove on the first time. We ain't never heard about Bounty Gate and what they do to those players. He almost destroyed one dude. He just got a contract at the beginning of the season. I don't know if he's still playing, but I hope he is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The NFL guys got to be spinning in their grave with this one.
Hey, you know it, man. Hey, we're gonna switch topics, man, because I want to get to this NCAA with you real quick. We got number 3 Oregon going down to number 5 Stanford in East Palo Alto. And then, well, actually, that's the late game. The first game, we got Oklahoma or Baylor going down to Oklahoma. Let me ask you, out of those two games, is there going to be an upset, or who we think is going to win is going to win?
I think Baylor going to pop Oklahoma. I think they're going to get them just on the fact that they coming from way down. They like a dart horse. And the quarterback is Heisman numbers. He coming hard. Watch out for Baylor. You know, but as far as that Oregon-Stanford game, you know, they talking about them jumping Florida State. If they win that, I think they jump Alabama, go to number one, man. They've been snubbed for the last 3 years. Hey, especially if they stretch them out and beat them by 40 points or something, hey, they got to be number one, man. It's about time the Pac-12 get some just due. We've been winning bowl games over the Southeastern Conference. We dominated them 2 years ago in bowl games. It's time that we get some love. And the back end of our conference is better than the Southeastern Conference on the back end. So it's time for the Pac-12 to get some love, show some love.
Now, I see you repping the Pac-12. I feel you on that. But like I said earlier, I don't know if you heard me when I said this, you know, I'm kind of one of those guys who like to do the eye testing. You know, I feel you if I understand. If Oregon beats Stanford by 40, then, yeah, they just might need to jump Alabama. But hold on. When you say the back end, what you talking about the back end? The ass? Because it's a lot of teams at the ass end of the SEC that can beat some Pac-12 teams. That's the ass end of the Pac-12. And I can tell you that Ole Miss will beat the dog piss out of California, or I'm not going to say USC because USC looking pretty good right now with the new situation. But, you know, if they still would have had Lane Kiffin, they'd have beat the hell out of USC with that situation. But I'm just saying, I don't know about that, man. SEC is kind of hard top to bottom. Pac-12 is repping, but SEC got way more teams ranked in the top 25 than the Pac-12 by a lot.
All right. I'm going to say it like this. You look at the Big Ten and the Southeast Conference, a lot of they commissioners and all that other schools and presidents doing all the voting, and they controlling the BCS, okay? But I'm going to say this. You match them up in the bowl games, and go look at the bowl games over the last couple of years, and you see where the Pac-10 been rolled them a few times, okay? So I know the Southeastern Conference is hard and hitting, and they got the dynamic offense. But y'all forget, we done got Utah, Colorado about to be back on the rise. We got a lot of teams that's coming up. And then don't forget, quiet is kept. Everybody talking about Nick Saban going to Texas. Don't be surprised if USC come throwing them dollars down on that table. Don't be surprised if Saban over there wearing that Clemson uniform. I know y'all don't want to hear that, but anything is possible because money talk, man.
Hey, you're right. Anything is possible, but I think with the USC situation, I really think they're going to keep it in-house. I don't think they're going to go outside the lines, but like you say, anything can happen. But I'm going to tell you this. We already beat y'all to the punch. Y'all just now, if y'all going to talk to him, y'all going to be talking to him after January. We talked to the dude a couple years ago, and we've been on his ass for 2 years already, quiet as kept. Nobody knows that. It just hit the airways because Mac Brown wasn't doing too good, and he didn't sign Jameis Winston when we started seeing Jameis Winston winning at Florida State. You know what I'm saying? So that's where all the heat came down on Mac Brown. But nobody really knows, man, let me tell you this, Ricochet, if you ain't never heard of oil money, let me tell you, it's been going on for a long time, player, and Texas got plenty of it. And I don't know if California got oil money, pimp.
One last question before we let you go, You're an NBA fan, and I just want to ask your opinion on what's going on now. What's intriguing you about the NBA after the first week?
The first week, Michael Carter Williams. Surprising, yes, surprising for me. But I'm going to talk about the NBA as a whole. The free agency, I think it needs to stop. But the free agency, it's going to be something to see. Because it looked like Cleveland is building a team that's going to entice LeBron James to come home. They putting Bynum, they get Bynum back together, put him in that all-star form. You know, they got Bereshaw, you know, he's grabbing every rebound. And look, they got Waiters and Kyrie. Who you going to throw in that three spot? Who you going to throw in at the three spot? LBJ. LeBron James. I think he's going home, y'all. Dwayne Wade looking like he can't do nothing. Knee tore up. He's helicopter game. Chris Bosh, he's still in on it. What Shaq said. Let's keep the streets is talking. The streets is talking, Chris Bosh. Yeah, but the NBA, I love it. You know, Derrick Rose, get your mind right. Chicago, get D. Rose some help, man. Put some players on the block. You got to keep Gibson and Butler. But everybody must go. Besides Noah, everybody else, put them on the Blizzy. And New Jersey, KZ and them, teams better watch out because when it's half or basketball, we all know what veterans do. They cheat, man. They keep it real. And, you know, KZ talk you out of your game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but I love it. I love it all right now. The streets is talking, the radio station. Shout out to my boy Julius out there in Surprise. If you're listening or not, this is your boy, man. I'm filling in for you right now, man. Keeping it 100 for you, man. Peace out, man. I'm gone. I'm out of 5,000. I love all y'all.
Man, there you have it. My man, Ricochet Rick. You know what I mean? Yo, we about to go to commercial. When we come back, we're going to have some more callers come in. They're going to weigh in on their, you know, their views and their points on what's going on, what's going around in this sports world from a street perspective. Man, it's going down. The streets is talking sports talk, so don't forget the time has changed. 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mondays and Fridays. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. It's your boy, C. Rose, 2L to D, and I'm your host, L. Boogie. Let's go, bro.
Zodiac killer, all rats gotta die, even Master Splinter, yeah. Murder 187, I be killing them bitches, I hope all dogs go to heaven. And I got Xanax, Percocet, Promethazine with codeine. Call me Mr. Sandman, I'm selling all these hoes dreams. Got a white girl with bitch titties, flat ass TV screen. I keep a bad bitch, call me the BB King. You know I got that mouth. Then put the bitch out like a house fire. I'm killing these hoes like Michael Myers. I eat that cat just like a lion. And I can't trust none of these niggas. Can't trust none of these hoes. And I see your girl when I want.
I got that whole TiVo. Got a red ass bitch with a red ass pussy. Nigga try me, that's a dead ass pussy. Y'all motherfuckers so blind to the facts. To tell you the truth, I don't care who's looking. All I know is I love my bitch. And pussy feel just like heaven on earth. 6 feet deep, dick shovel in the dirt. R.I.P. Rest in pussy. Like that shit, then pass that shit. We gon' get so smoked out. And then I went, got locked up. Every night I dreamt I broke out. One time for them pussy niggas. That's that shit I don't like. We eating over here, nigga. Fuck around and have a food fight. And that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Now look at us.
Now look at us.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
AK on my nightstand, right next to that Bible. But I swear with these 50 shots, I'll shoot it out with 5-0. Pockets getting too fat, no weight watch, no lipo. Money talks bullshit, walks on a motherfucking tightrope. Then I make that pussy tap out, I knock that pussy out cold. Nigga, you can beat the trap out, but that just how the dice roll. These hoes on that hoes pipe, so I give all these hoes pipes. She get on that dick and stay on. All night, like porch lights, let's do it. Fuck talking, we out here, we ballin'. And I'm spraying at these Western niggas like WD-40. We fucked up, we trucked up, no ifs, ands, or buts. Fuck, bitch niggas go behind your back like nunchucks, and that's fucked up. But my hoes down, my cups up, my niggas down for whatever. These bitches think they too fly, but tell them hoes I pluck feathers. I'm Tucci, young Tucci, I wear truck fit, fuck Gucci. She blowing kisses at me with her pussy lips. Smooches, and that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you, now look at us,
yeah.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas live rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas
look
rich as fuck.
Hey, yo, fuck all y'all bitches.
Oh, yeah. We're coming to you live and direct from the streets of Phoenix, Arizona. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. UL's the GT Row. I'm your host, L Boogie. Man, look at us. Oh, my nigga, the richest. Oh, yeah. What the deal, bro? Man, I see the asylum is shaking and baking. The CO that came down and told us something, man. We got some more callers calling in, man. You know, we got the chef. Mr. Controversy, he cooking up something. And you know, he was in Vegas this weekend. Bro, he was in Vegas this weekend, man. Holla at your boy, man. Holla at your boy, man. My man, Oath, Mr. Controversy from Cleveland, Ohio, Huff Heist, that is. What the deal? What the deal? Oath, how you doing, man, on this Monday?
Man, I'm living, man. Ain't, you know, no complaints. Blessed by the breast. You know, how y'all fellas doing?
Oh, man, you know what it is down here in this good weather state, man. You just left the West Coast, man. How was your trip, baby?
Oh, man, it was lovely, man. You know, my first day was all business. You know, I took care of a wet reception, 1,500 people. It was nuts. You know, small things, you know, showing my craft, spending this taste to heaven, you know.
1,500,
Yeah, but, you know, that's here nor there. You know, we're in the sports world, but, you know, I got to stake this, man. You know, I had a successful weekend on the gambling side, you know. I'm talking about I wish I was a millionaire so that I have a percentage of the sports bookie itself right now.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
That was a nice week, I take it.
Yeah, man. You know, I I'm up 6 games. Only one I wasn't down on is that Miami game.
I'll tell you, boy, you almost went perfect being out there.
Hey, L Boogie, man, listen, I'm going to tell you flat out, man. I'm not betting against the Seminoles no more. I'm not betting against your boys. I'm respecting them because the performance, man, that he put on, man.
Man, the thing about it, he came. I was waiting for that, and the word that I want to use that he did was called adversity. He overcame adversity.
Man, that was a huge, man, you know, man, woo. And listen, I ain't going to lie to you. I was too busy gambling and fucking with the females. But you know, I'm talking about I was doing a lot of sightseeing. But like, I checked the game out. Like, man, he was on point. Like, Miami didn't have no type of answer for him, man. I'm talking about the offense and the defense. He won a game single-handed. Like, them boys, man, they fast, they exciting. And I'm being the first to tell you, man, just like I had to sit up here and jump on the bandwagon with this LeBron dude, man, you got to respect dominance, man. That's what I'm going to say. You got to respect dominance.
As we're talking, we're going to stick with the college as we talk about it. What do you think about these two big games coming up on Thursday night?
Oh, man.
Oregon going down to Stanford, and you have Oklahoma going to Baylor. What's your take on that? Who you got?
Man, I got Oregon, and I'm going for the upset. You know, I'm going for Oklahoma. I've been fucking with Oklahoma all year. And we know Baylor putting up 70 points a game. We know they blowing teams out. It's nothing close. But, you know, I'm really sticking with these Oklahoma guys, these Sooners, because they showing me something, man. They showing me something. And Oregon and Stanford, this is a huge game for the Pac, you know. This this game right here is going to defy Heismans. You see what I'm saying? What's the quarterback name? Mariota? What's his name?
Yes. Marcus,
you know, if he gonna sit up here winning Heisman, he gotta make a statement right now. Like, let's go! Like, it's exciting. Starting off Thursday, we got the NBA jumping all the way into Thursday. Two big ass games with another game NFL. Man, sports world talking, man. Whew.
It's heavy. That's why we in the streets. You know what I mean? Controversy. Why you had a successful weekend this weekend? There's a lot of shit going on. You know what I mean?
Man, I'm sitting up here taking a little glimpse. You know, I just got out work at 9 o'clock. I'm taking a little glimpse of my boys. They looking real, real shaky right now towards the end. Like they don't want to take the game over. But let's stick to college, though.
Hey, you know what it is. Sticking to college. L Boogie, I don't know if you heard this one, but earlier L Boogie picked LSU, the Mad Hatter, going down to Tuscaloosa to see Nick Saban. For yet another SEC tough battle, L Boogie say LSU and the Mad Hatter going to Tuscaloosa to take things over. What's your thoughts on that? You going to Alabama, or you gonna jump on L Boogie's side and roll with the Mad Hatter?
Can I be honest with you, T-Row?
Please, man, keep it 100 with your boy.
Fuck Alabama. I don't respect them guys. No, I'm just being honest with you. You know, they got a hell of a recruiting class that you can't deny, you know, how they just sit up here and just dominate college football, some of the most recruits in the NFL. But, you know, they only a good college team. Everybody who leave Alabama be ass in the NFL. They be ass, man. So I'm sticking with these LSU boys. I got LSU to pop Alabama in Alabama.
Now, I got to ask you this, sticking to college. I don't know if you heard, we had a first-time call on the line, Mr. Ricochet, and he said this. He said if Oregon beats Stanford by at least 35, 40 points, he believes that Oregon should jump Alabama and be number one. Do you agree with that?
I don't know if I can agree with that. Just on the strength. You know, Alabama got more big, heavy games to play as of. They got Georgia down there. They got LSU.
Right.
You got Auburn coming. Yeah, you got big games coming. You just can't sit up here and say, hell no. You know, man, Oregon ain't even clear yet. You know, I'm not an Oregon fan. But I do respect their quarterback to win a Heisman, and you know. But
right.
I'm just saying though, like you just hell no, fuck no.
Now let's jump over to the NFL because I saw on Sunday them Browns, Them Browns be about to beat the world champions. What's up with that?
Man, I get money. You know what's happening with that, baby? Hey, listen. Hey, look. I swear to God, I'm at the Bellagio's. Listen, they say the Browns game starting. I go to the order where I was at the hotel at, jump on their table. So 1 o'clock. Listen, you know it's a 3 hours difference. So I get up to the hotel room. When I get up to the hotel room, guess what I see? I see Jason Campbell on the ground. I damn near had a heart attack. I thought he was down and out. And I got on my hands and knees. I said, Lord, please don't let this weed man go back in. But you know, we looked at very exit. Hey, Best came through for that fucked up game he had last week. I must say that. Yes, he did. He showed up, 2 touchdowns. Yep. Jason Campbell, 258 yards. You know? Yeah. Defense is fighting. Yeah. We looked at well. Yeah. Get on the bandwagon now, little boogie. We got a quarterback back. We got a nigga back there.
Hold on. We're going to try to keep the language to a minimum, or we're going to try to keep it to a minimum. I know we can just preach. That's all they needed. That's all they needed was a guy like that in the back. Maybe they could,
you know, a cutterer.
Right. There you go. They got some guy with some pigmentation.
Yeah,
so,
you know. Yeah.
So, let me ask you before I let you go, jump into the NBA. I know it's only been a couple games in, but what's your take on the NBA so far? I know, you know, it's only been a week, so it's only played like 3-4 games, but what's your take so far?
You know, man, unpredictable. You hear me? Unpredictable.
Yeah.
Like we got the 76ers 3-0. We got Minnesota just now took their first loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Shout out to my Cavs, you know, we're taking over. We got a lot of things going on, man. But you want me to tell you who's really, really, really got my eye blazing though, man? I must give this man his respect. That Michael Carter Williams guy, man, Syracuse, man. Man, he's showing a lot of potential. Oh,
right.
Westbrook came, showed up last night. Yeah, man.
That's right. Now let me ask you this. Just I know I keep saying this before I let you go, because you know you always keep it real and you give it to us from a street perspective. The coaching style of Mike Brown. Do you think that's going to rub some of these young players the wrong way, or do you think he's the right coach for these guys going forward?
Yes, because you know what, though? Because at the end of the day, how the Cleveland Cavs is set up, like, we got like, C.J. Miles, we got Kyrie Irving, we got Tristan Thompson coming up putting a double-double, we got Bynum. I think Bynum just put up double figures tonight. Like it's a lot of scores. But you want to see what I'm saying? But when playoff time comes, we got to be stingy. We got to be greedy. We have to play Mike Brown's defense, which means is he want a lot of crash boards. He want a lot of second chances, and he want defensive pressure. He want aggressiveness. He want precision. Like, he want it all. So with that being said is, like, we must stick with his defensive presence. Because if you remember closely, Bynum had his best season with him. Defense numbers was down for the Lakers. Like, we need that. We need that. We need this. Listen, we need this right now. Just like the last caller. I don't know who was the last caller. But like he said, man, we setting that number 3 series. Oh, I'm going to tell you. My man said from Akron, you know he real coach. Hey, but you know what I'm talking about. My man said at Akron, you know, he is LeBron guy. LeBron is
right.
But listen, he is, no, this is fresh off the wire. Like, I really don't need to be running my mouth, but the streets talking, so I'm about to talk. They say that LeBron is thinking about coming back here to Cleveland. That's out
okay.
His man's mouth.
Okay, the street is talking, but let me tell you this. I know you smell the money. There's no money that can give him more than a place like Miami, New York, or Los Angeles with the different endorsements. So I don't understand why people is not understanding why they think LeBron James is coming back home. Yes, we all would want our first love to come on home. You know how we want our first one to come on. Come on back home, baby. But no, I don't think he's coming back. That's just my opinion. I, you know some guys in his management team very closely. So, you know, I talk to him from time to time, and I don't really think it's going to happen. If anything, let's not forget this, though. Kyrie Irving management team is sponsored by LeBron James' people.
True.
Now, if anything, he's lowered down to Miami. Who knows? But, you
hey,
know, money talking.
Can I say this?
Go ahead, finish up.
I'm gonna say this. It's when he came out of high school, he walked into $90 million. Right now, LeBron has one of the biggest shoe endorsements. He's in Miami living, freshly married. You know we're gonna solidify his presence as the best basketball player to ever touch it as of right now. As we speak, as him not only changing the game, but if he come back to Cleveland and win Cleveland some rings, who could ever debate? It would never be no type of argument. And I'm not even a LeBron fan. I just respect him and his game because I respect dominance. I respect profession. But as that being said, is if that man come back to Cleveland and he win Cleveland Cavaliers of championships, you cannot argue that he's the best that ever done it.
He would be in the conversation. I can give you that. He could be in the conversation.
Because I honestly feel at the end of the day, I don't believe Michael Jordan was the best basketball player to ever handle that rock. That's just me and my perception, if you just want to be honest, because I feel as Magic Johnson putting up triple-double numbers every night, coming in, being that aggressive, he has, like, that's just me. I believe it's Magic Johnson, then I believe it's Tim Duncan, then Michael Jordan. That's just me, though, personally. That's just me. Because both of the mans have changed the game of the NBA basketball. So that's just me. You know, you might call me crazy. You might put up an argument. That's just you. I'm not going to argue with you. I got my own. I am entitled to my own opinion, and I believe Magic Johnson is the best basketball player to ever touch that rock and play for the NBA.
Well, you know, I'm in agreement at a certain point, but it's an argument because, like I said, somebody who plays in the NBA told me the same thing about how he thinks at the particular time Tim Duncan makes every play that needs to be made. And so, you know, that's an argument that we can go on all day. And I think, you know what I mean, especially with the Magic Johnson scenario. You played in nine finals, and won five rings, and played 12 years. That's sensational.
Man.
So, you know what I mean? And they can say, I mean, you had to play the games. So they can say, well, he played with him and he played with him. So everybody make each other great. That's what makes a great team. That's what makes the Streets Is Talking. Just like you calling in, you part of the family, you part of the team. So that's what makes you great too, as well.
But you, I'm gonna say this though, you know, cause I don't, you know, I just want to explain this one theory. When that man took over basketball, and this is why I give it to Michael Jordan too. You see what I'm saying? When them two guys was in basketball from the 80s and the 90s, that was real basketball. You weren't coming in that hole with that weak ass shit. You had to be tough. Like you had to show more than courage. You had to show you had that poise. That poise to sit up here and even can handle that type of punishment of which, like, they was handling then. You just weren't coming to that basket, just laying that board up, we're not getting hit in the air. It was a lot of fist fights then. It wasn't that many defensive schemes that it is now. It was poor, bully basketball, and they dominated basketball in the 80s and the 90s, from Bird to Johnson to Jordan. So with that being said, it's them three, and right going right then and there, like, that's what it is. And I just feel Magic Johnson has come in 12 years, 5 NBA championships, being a leader, playing with some of the greats and making his whole team better, that shows something. You see what I'm saying? But I must say this too. As in Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan had a bunch of nobodies, and the streets talk, man.
Right. It's a great conversation, Oomph, and we appreciate you bringing the controversy, because trust me, when you said that, your top three, the lines went bonkers. The Twitter went bonkers. So we appreciate it, man. Thank you for keeping us hot, man. I love you.
Hey, listen, I love y'all. Hey, man, that Friday show,
oh,
man,
yeah.
was hot.
Oh, man, the Friday show was hot. As usual, call us again this Friday and make it hot once again. Like I told D-Mac, we appreciate you guys throwing the lighter fluid on top of the fire.
Man, you already know it's all love, L Boogie, man. We from the same lines, man, same struggle, same visions. And we taking the world over, baby. This is the new world order. Go, Ma. You know what it is.
No doubt. The Streets Is Talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. It's your boy, L Boogie. And you know I got my co-host, T-Row, Jewels the G. Man, we coming to you Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Get with us, 347, 8, excuse me, 8 p.m. My fault, Ro. 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Mondays and Fridays, 347-855-8896. Call us, D-Mac, Oomph, if you want to listen to yourself, go online, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, The Streets Is Talking. Producer of the show, bro, give me something raw, man.
Shop it, fuck that, no, I shop it, fuck that, money don't make you real, bitch. bitch on racks up, shouted about my cars off the lot. 30 bands for a show, a 35 for a block. Bought myself up out my deal, yeah, that's a half a meal. Half a meal, 500, yeah, that's a half a crib. Bitch on $1 million living, chilling, cooling by the pool. In the club, going hard, throwing money like a fool. And it may feel hard, so I know what she gon' do. Suck the skin off a dick, but she be wetter than a pool. Right on, right on the club, my iPhone, shawty got some tight on. And if she call me, she gone for the night, ho. Spanks on her ass, pullin' her from the back. She want it, she can get it, cause she know I got that set. They call me NASCAR, got it, nigga, all you heard is tune. Yeah, I'm scrapped up, shouted, nigga, all you heard is boom. In the club, going hard, niggas know I got them racks. In the kitchen, whipping hard, niggas know I got that set. In this bitch, going hard, niggas know I got them racks. In the kitchen, whipping hard, niggas know I got this set. Racks, racks, set.
Big sacks all filled up with big gaps. You will fuck, you try us. Them hoes won't deny us. My swag get me everything else. Money can't buy, bro. I'm the true boy, God love. Jehovah, Elijah. Fat dough so tall till it's hard to see. I'm everywhere you wanna be. Can't dodge, G. Running with a cool nigga harder than me. 12 years in the game, no robbery. And you can talk that shit, I do for real. I brought Maybach, cab brand new for real. Enough here for the crib, it's super ill. My grandkids are here, all my future deal. I choose to chill, I'm still paid. This music, it will wait. For 100, they still hate. Twice and I'm still straight. Got old money in a new bank. Filthy rich nigga, who ain't? One movie made what you can't. Am I stacked up what you think?
In the club going hard, niggas know I got them racks. In the kitchen whipping hard, niggas know I got that sex. In this bitch going hard, niggas know I got them racks. In the kitchen whipping hard, niggas know I got that sex.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, we back in the asylum. Yo, Ro, man, before we get out of here, man, I just want to give a shout-out, man. You know, Ricochet, first-time caller, first-time listener, D-Mac. Yo, Pook, I see you. Tell baby girl I said I love you. Ocean, I see you. Man, we coming at you. Yo, Ro, any shout-outs before we get out of here, man?
Yeah, I got two shout-outs, man. I want to give a special shout-out to Tim McCarver. For those that don't know Tim McCarver, that was the Major League Baseball analyst who would always do the World Series and most of the postseason games. Tim McCarver retired or did his last World Series game when the Red Sox beat St. Louis Cardinals. After 24 World Series calls, he decided to hang up his shoes, El Boogie. So, big ups to Tim McCarver for keeping us enthused and keeping us knowing what's going on with the game to help us better understand, you know, how the game operates, you know what I mean? And then I want to give the biggest shout-out to Grambling State University. Stand up for everybody who liked the Grambling State University. You know, a couple of weeks ago there was some information that broke about these guys, you know, having a situation to where they had to forfeit a game. And everybody was talking trash, all the players should have played. Well, guess what? They took a team last week to overtime and lost, but they decided to get a victory this week. Got their first victory in eight games, you know what I'm saying? And it stops an 18-game losing streak. So big ups to Grambling State University. Man, y'all deserve it, man. I hope y'all win two this year. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to win more than two in my book. That's what I'm going to say. And, yeah, those are my two shout-outs, man. You know what I mean? And then to Jewels, you know, I see you, Jewels. It's always going down when we together. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. And then the sports officials go after had a nerd to ask me if Mitch and Jewels and G are going together because they've been MIA for the last couple of months. It's not that they MIA. They on assignment. They on the road. So they probably still partying and pimping and pandering. You know what I mean? They doing it big. So if they getting something together, you better not leave us out. We the street officials. We all one. You know what I mean?
That's what it is, and that's what's going down, man. And, yeah, big shout out, man, to everybody out there listening to us on the web. Y'all keeping us strong, and hopefully we can keep it hot for you guys just the way you like it, because you know we ain't going to do it no other way. You know what I'm saying? And L Boogie, once again, I'll see you on Friday. I hope your prediction comes true, because we ain't going to be talking about LSU and Alabama Friday. I don't want to hear it. I'm just going to wait for the game Saturday. We're going to talk more NBA and get you guys up to speed on some of this other information going on between Incognito and Martin, too, because I can't wait to see the text messages. Ooh, Incognito, you might need a bodyguard after this one, you bully.
You need more people. That's what I'm telling Incognito. He better go Incognito. That's what he better do. Because I'm a go, man. I ain't going to go karate. I'm going to go crazy. What Jigga Man said, you need more people coming to get you, the body snatcher. Come on, Incognito. At least be professional. You're getting too personal. This is for the money. Man, big shout-out to the Kansas City Chiefs, too. Staying undefeated. They 9-0, going into their bye week. I got to give them a big shout-out. I thought they were going to get knocked off. But, hey, that defense held up. I can't wait till Friday. Atlanta Falcons, go ahead. We're going to talk about these teams that need to be tanking the season, bro. Just go ahead and tank it. We're also going to talk about the games that happened on Thursday. Woo, it's going to be a hot show Friday. And, you know, as usual, we're going to have freestyle. Oh, don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. But,
come on, I see you. No, Park, stand up.
No doubt. Man, yo, Ro, give us something to get us up out of here, man. Or do we got one more caller? No. Let's go. We'll see you Friday.
Throw your money in the air, let it rain, rain, let it rain down. She wanna skip the winter just to shake it in the summer. If I didn't show up to your party, homie, that's a bummer. Strippers on the pole and they going up and down. I sip out my cup to make it calm down. I'm a fly Brooklyn bitch, but when I'm in Atlanta, I be sticking bonds in the thong, hit it with bandana. I'ma play that cat like it was played by Skin Canna. Bitch, I hit you up, big in it for a recap. My hang, I'm a freak, girl. Watch me take a peek, girl. Touching on your nipples, mighty long. Take a sleep, girl. Wanna introduce you, take my mighty long. We dance a song, they could take you all night and long. What you hiding in that dress? Curiosity is killing me. When you hit the stage, tell them all niggas you feel me. Monday night, Atlanta child, and they say all the hoes ain't magic. See, no, I'm no David Copperfield, but I'm sure I can pull up rabbit. See, I'm adamant when I see something I want, I reach out and grab it. Like this cannabis that I'm blowing, bust the package, boy, it's cherry kush. Thank you, smelly much, but this is the only hairy bush that I would like to put my lips on. I like that pussy Brazilian wax with the nips showing. Tiptoeing the high heels of her bare feet, and she down with some major dick blowing.
Yep.
How many licks does it take to get to the bottom of a tootsie roll?
What?
Pop on the wheel when it explodes in her mouth, boy, that's cold. Dirt than Shaquille O'Neal from the free throw line. And I'm a peaceful person, so she wanted to give me peace of mind.
Now it appears that I am brain dead. My legs feel like Joe from Family Guy because she got insane head. Call me crazy, but nowadays it seems like nothing is sacred. Oh well, I already got me somebody to play with.